The world is seeing Barack Obama's victory in some unexpected ways. In Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, who's running for prime minister, is modeling his website on the Obama campaigns. In South Africa, some young people said that the Obama win was a big reason they turned out for a wildly successful voter registration drive last weekend. And Iranian viewers are still flooding the Voice of America with calls and emails. NPR's Jackie Lydon dropped by the VOA yesterday to see what was going on.
Camera one, be standing by to go tight on the host for me because...
It's Friday. In Iran, that's the weekend. And the topic on the Today's Woman show is sex and dating. A dishy, fur-clad relationship therapist from L.A. is holding forth on the age-old quest for love and romance. It's the Persian News Network's take on The View. But host Hamideh Aramideh says her viewers have more on their mind than the hunt for a spouse. What they really want to talk about is the American election.
People are happy. Most of them are happy and they say congratulations to Obama. They have different point of views. Some of them think that Obama's idea about dialogue without any precondition, that's a fantastic idea. The others said, you can never talk with this government.
Do not sit at the table with those cavemen, reads an email from a viewer, warning the president-elect about the Iranian government. They are just poison snakes, some wild dinosaurs from thousands of years ago. She identified herself as a poet. Another email reads, "Dear Mr. President, I trust change is on the way. Change in the Muslim world is on the way, too." VOA received hundreds of emails sent to a specially created address. There are lots of satellite dishes in Iran, too. And VOA says lots of people watch TV. And many of those viewers phoned in.
Marjan, as Tehran, sadai shoma ro nemishnam. Hello. Greetings. First, I wanted to congratulate all the American people on the victory of Obama. I think that the great change will happen.
Vafa Mostifim hosts two news shows for VOA's Persian News Network. He's sort of the Tom Brokaw of these telecasts, but livelier. As he talks, pictures of Obama and his family in Grant Park play behind him. On November 4th, these images were broadcast live into Iran.
The day after, it was quite interesting. First of all, it wasn't just Obama's win. One thing that the Iranian audience liked the most was McCain accepting his defeat, accepting that he probably made some mistakes in his campaigns, and then said, from now on, Obama is my president and I serve.
These two television anchors say that their viewers are eager for refreshment on the whole idea of democracy. For example, they're intrigued that Obama is African-American.
We heard from many people on many different shows and also the blog that we wish that we had an Iranian Obama and that could have been a representative of a minority here, whether Kurd, whether Azeri, any ethnicity, or even religious minority.
And many expressed the hope that Obama will help tone down the harsh rhetoric between Iran and the U.S. these last 8 years, perhaps paving the way for a more moderate candidate when the Iranian presidential elections are held next June. Vafa Mostafim reads a comment from his blog.
I hope one day I welcome Barack Obama in Tehran, the day that no Iranian official calls America Great Satan, and no American official calls Iran the axis of evil.
They hope. You know, there's so much hope.
Anchor Hamideh Aramideh says even ordinary people feel that what happens in America intimately affects their lives. For now, any other topic is a distant second. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Washington.